ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 1027. Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year. Hope the start of 2017 has been great to you. We're going to, the top of the next hour, going to give you our New Year resolutions. What are yours? Let us know. What New Year's resolutions do you have? What did you decide to change from 2016 to 2017? You're going to try to lose some weight. You're going to try to eat more good food, travel a little bit more. What in 2017 do you want to accomplish? We want to know. Hit us up. 1027 in your message to 45364. Hit us up on Twitter at PDESPN. I'm excited, Todd Burlidge, because I finally found a gym that has childcare.
Oh, there you go.
And all the amenities that I need. So I'm excited. Fit Stop will be partnering with me here starting next week. I'll be heading there tonight with a wife. Daughter goes and hangs out in the kids' area. Wife and I are going to start a new workout. I know it's cliche. I know it's the easy one, but I have a couple of New Year's resolutions, and I'll let you know what those are at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Here in the next couple of minutes, though, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, let's start with the best of the weekend. I guess the best of the weekend for me would be the Rose Bowl game. I think it the way it played out, it really brought back great memories of great Rose Bowl games. The Rose Bowl, I hope, never changes. The parade, the game itself, the pomp and circumstance that goes surrounding that game, Pac-12, Big Ten, it's such a unique environment, and it's what college football to me is all about. That's my best of the weekend.
Good one. Absolutely good one. I'm looking. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted there because I'm looking something up. I think this one beat out the one I was actually standing on the field in 1997, dating myself a little bit. I was working for the Van Wert Times Bulletin. This is the one where Jake the Snake Plumber scored late to put the Arizona State Sun Devils up 17-13, and then Ohio State marched all the way downfield. David Boston caught the game winner. 20-17 was the final of that one. So, yeah, you're right. A lot to choose from this weekend, no doubt about it. I think you picked a doozy there. But I'm going to go to the NFL because I thought Aaron Rodgers was absolutely the best of the weekend. 27 of 39, 4 TDs, 300 passing yards as he leads the Green Bay Packers to its sixth straight win. After starting 4-6, they win six straight, finish 10-6, secure a playoff spot with a 21 outscored the Detroit Lions 21-10 in the second half after trailing in the first half, beat the Lions 31-24 to secure a playoff spot. I thought Aaron Rodgers and his poise to complete a six-game winning streak in which, Pat, you know, they needed to win all six of these games to get to the playoffs, did it, and that's why he would get my best of the weekend.
I hard to disagree with that one because we talked about that last week, how big that would be for not only the Green Bay Packers, but their chances of winning a Super Bowl. They definitely put themselves in the conversation again, and it's great to see Aaron Rodgers back to form. Worst of the weekend, Todd, has nothing to do with sports. Instead, has to do with the awful performance by probably one of the people I dislike most in music. Great voice. Great voice. Terrible performance by Mariah Carey. Just awful. Brutal. And the thing was, this is how bad it was. I didn't watch it live. Obviously, I was out having fun with friends. It was so bad that my timeline,
I know,
for the first 20 minutes of 2017 was all about how bad that performance was. That is my worst of the weekend because you expect more out of such a top-notch performer like Mariah Carey. There's even people that honestly think that they sabotaged the performance on purpose to get more ratings.
Yeah, and I think
that's crazy.
And she's passing the buck as only Mariah would do. So yeah, that was a funny one. That made a lot of headlines for sure. I'm sticking with the world of sports, and I'm going to the Belk Bowl, where Arkansas coach Brett Bielema absolutely. It was one of the worst performances I've ever seen. His Arkansas Razorbacks built a 24-0 halftime lead over Virginia Tech. Then they totally lay down in the second half and allow the Hokies to score 35 straight points. Absolutely lifeless bunch in the second. Once Virginia Tech scored 14 straight points in the second half, Arkansas laid down. They checked out of that game, end up losing 35-24 after leading 24-0. Part of the reason I picked this one is because I actually took Arkansas and plus the 7.5 points. I was spending and counting my money at halftime, and I had to flip that around when Virginia Tech not only comes back and wins, but easily covers the 7.5 point spread. That is by far and easily my least and lowest of the week.
Of course. It's got to be around losing money, Ty. Yeah, you never want to lose money, but best and worst of the weekend. We always love this segment. Hit us up with your best and worst of the weekend, or we're asking for your New Year's resolutions. 2017, this is the time of the year everybody gets really excited, obviously. New year, new opportunities. We're excited to be back here for 2017, a full year of this show. Should be a lot of fun. Todd here full time. Should be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Resolution. What is your resolution? What do you want to achieve in 2017? We're going to give you ours at the top of the hour. Let them roll in. We got a couple already. Keep them coming.
Nice.
Of course, we have our Maxwell question of the day, which should be a lot of fun. We'll play that next after our next break. Best and worst of the weekend for Todd. Gambling, losing money, obviously. And his best. Your best was
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, of course.
We dismissed Clemson, which there were a lot to choose from this time.
There were a lot of great moments. And that's the one thing. To me, the bowl games almost carry kind of an Olympic atmosphere in the sense of you hear all the background stories. Each team gets a lot of press, so you get some cool stories coming out of hardships and overcoming different hurdles to get to the points that they're at. I did have to say it was fun seeing Drew Tranquil's brother running around on the field for Western Michigan.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a lot of fun. He played a pretty good game, I thought. How about their helmets, too? The white with the black? Liked it. Liked it. That was pretty fresh. I liked it a lot. Right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Todd Burlidge has his birthdays and the Maxwell question of the day. We'll be back after this short break. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. This is the home stretch here on ESPN Radio 102.7.